Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets fell for a fourth consecutive session after the European Central Bank fueled concerns about a slowing global economy. The Dow was down 200 points, or 0.8%. The broader S&P 500 also lost 0.8%, with consumer discretionary and financials leading 10 of 11 primary sectors into the red. The utilities sector was the only sector to advance. The technology-centric Nasdaq fell 1.1%. In US corporate earnings, Kroger Co. tumbled almost 10% after the grocery chain posted weaker than expected earnings for its fiscal fourth quarter. In US economic data, the key non-farm payrolls report for February is released tonight Australian time. European markets retreated as investors digested the latest pronouncements from the European Central Bank following their monetary policy meeting overnight, with banks posting sharp declines. Germany's DAX was down 0.6%, France's CAC down 0.4%. The ECB left benchmark interest rates unchanged, but cut their growth and inflation forecasts for 2019 for a second time in less than 3 months, and pushed out its forecast for rate hikes to at least through the end of 2019. ECB President Mario Draghi said Thursday there had been a sizable moderation in economic expansion that will extend into the current year. The central bank also announced a fresh set of loans to euro area banks designed to stimulate lending. All of that saw the euro fall to its lowest level against the US dollar since June 2017. London's FTSE fell 0.8%, with some disappointing results from the likes of insurance group Aviva and Schroders weighing on the index. French bank Société Générale downgraded both Rio Tinto and BHP Billiton overnight. Base metals were weaker, copper easing 0.2% to just shy of $2.92 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel was down just over 3% after having been the outperformer on the base metals complex for the past three sessions. Zinc fell 1.8%. Aluminium edged 0.1% higher. Gains across the grades for spot iron ore markets, tracking steel futures prices higher. The benchmark contract added 56 cents to $87.61 a metric tonne. Gold futures slipped $1.50 to $1,286.10 an ounce, touching an intra-session low of $1,280.80 an ounce. Oil prices advanced after a choppy session. WTI settled 44 cents higher at $56.66 a barrel. Brent gained 31 cents to $66.30 a barrel. US Treasury yields tracked their European counterparts lower. US 10-year Treasury yields down 5.4 basis points at 2.64%. And the Aussie dollar is weaker, just clinging on to 70 US cents. China releases trade balance figures for February later this morning.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.